All right, this and that, blah, blah, blah. So RJ Sean going through the motions there. Going through the motions.
I respect it.
You know. Anyway. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got some Mahomes sound in just a second. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game. Thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. What do you guys talk about on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys these days?
Everything.
Everything? Like what?
Well, it's like, you know, Bryce Eldridge, maybe minor league player of the year.
Okay.
What's first on Buster Posey's to-do list? Stuff like that.
Oh, see, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
What's Bob Melvin's future? What's his deal? You know, there's a lot of interesting things going on with the Giants.
Thank you, love.
Well,
thank
you know you what happened with Bob Melvin?
Unlimited possibilities.
Bob Melvin, last year didn't count. It was a mulligan. Oh. This year is when
the clock starts. The clock. By the way.
Yes, Jack Bauer.
Before we go to Miguel in San Antonio, just saw this on Twitter. Al Pacino. We all love Al Pacino, right? You guys love Al Pacino? I love Al Pacino. I think he's a great actor, right?
Got a little crazy the last couple of years, but he's 80-something.
Hey, I don't know what's going on. Old age, whatever. I'm just talking about the movie. I don't get these. I don't follow on Instagram or get their personal lives.
Your favorite Al Pacino movie?
Ooh, great question. Godfather. Godfather 1. A young Mike, Michael Corleone. Learning how to be a gangster.
Leave the cannoli?
Leave the cannoli. Love it. So anyway, Al Pacino.
Come on, Pelican!
Said he has a new memoir. And he talked about how he went broke at the age of 70. Which is fascinating, right? He said he was paid $400,000 a year for landscaping for a house he barely lived in. Owned 16 cars. Get this. He owned 23 cell phones.
Wait a minute. Okay.
His accountant took his money for a Ponzi scheme. So he did Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill movie because it was the only offer at the time. That was a lot of money. He said, I was broke. I had $50 million and then I had nothing. I love Adam Sandler. They paid me a lot of money for Jack and Jill and I did it. That's Al Pacino. That's 23 cell phones.
Well, the $400,000 a year on landscaping is just absurd. I think about that all the time when I go by these like big estates and they've got all this water running and all these like flowers everywhere. I'm like, that costs a lot of money. My little tiny backyard costs me like $50 every 3 or 4 weeks. And I don't even like paying that.
50 times five?
What?
You said $50.
Yeah, every 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh. I thought it was $50 every week.
No.
Anyway.
What is going on here?
Leave the gun, take the cannoli. 23 cell phones is what I'm stuck on.
Why is that?
Why do you need 23 cell phones?
Is he up to some Diddy stuff?
I get people.
Well,
so I did slide in the DMs to say hi.
When you're getting on and off Epstein Island, you might need a different cell phone every time.
I'm just, you know, just...
What is going on here?
We're all wondering what the hell's going on. No, is exactly it.
You're all wondering what's going on. I can care less.
He sent me a video during the show.
No, I didn't
see. He was
like,
did you see this?
No, I didn't send you a video.
It was an R. Kelly Diddy video.
I showed you a video that somebody, that Anna sent to me. It was like, look at this. It's a little laugh. But I'm so out on the Diddy stuff. Just let me know what the verdict is and who's getting popped and what's happening. I'm not getting.
I'll
I'm
let
not
you
following
know.
The case.
I'm letting you know every day. New information is arising at all times.
Okay.
The case is getting bigger.
23 cell phones. I'm just wondering. 23 cell phones. How do you even remember the numbers for each cell phone?
That's a great
question.
How
do you carry around 23 cell phones? Do you have a case of cell phones? Do you just hold them all in the briefcase and they all ring simultaneously? 23 cell phones is ridiculous.
He's on that family plan with himself.
What does the family plan have? Like 10 phones in all or what?
I don't know.
I don't even know. 23 cell phones. That's fascinating. Was one for gambling? Was one a drug deal? Like, hey, this is my weed man right here. This is the phone for the weed man. Just call this, you know. I don't know. 23 cell phones.
It must be nice, though. I know he went broke, and that part sucks. But it must be nice to be like, you know what? I'll just take that roll. I could use a couple mil.
Right.
Gosh, I wish I had that in the back
this
pocket.
This is great. 707, great question. Comcast Business Sex Line. Does the 23 include burners, or is it all of them? Like, did he have 23 cell phones, and did the burner cell phone? Do you have burners? Like,
I would love to know. I don't know. Is it like Shams where he has like updates and he has to use multiple phones like Schefter? I have no idea.
23 cell phones. Could be a pay for all the family stuff. I have no idea. All right, let's go to Miguel of San Antonio. Let's get back to the game before it gets really wacky here. Miguel, what's happening?
Hey, Vontae, Shasky, man, what's up, guys? I am pissed. I'm pissed, man. I can't believe what the guy on Monday was saying from that Kansas City radio. Just the arrogance that I see with all the Chiefs fans. You know, they're out here too in San Antonio walking around like the Niners are nothing to them. And I'm going to say it's BS. If they're saying, and even the guy today said it, he was not as arrogant, but even he said they were not worried at all. We had them on a fourth down play. You know, in this last Super Bowl, they were sweating. They cannot say that. This game, if there was any game like that Philadelphia game when the team came in like they're dressed for a funeral, This is the game, because the Chiefs have tried to put us 6 feet under, and we cannot let that happen. This is such a big game. Shasky, I'm with you. Fans that are saying, oh, it's whatever. No, this is that game. This can set the tone for the season. If we do meet them again, we just have to get it done. I was so hurt that 22 season game where it was just garbage time at the end, and Ben Purdy came in. That was such a letdown after 2019 Super Bowl. And then, you know, this last Super Bowl, like, the Niners in a way almost beat themselves. So, you know, there's a lot where they can't stand on that high pedestal and look down at us. So this game means so much. Purdy, you know, he came in that garbage time. He's now felt what it's like to get to a Super Bowl and then not get that victory. So he's going to be prepared. I know he's going to do everything he can. The team needs to come out the way they came out against the Seahawks, where they had that energy. The defense had that energy. They were sleeping on the Cardinals. They were sleeping on the Rams. But I think if they can keep that same energy and come back out for this game, get pumped the way that we are, they're going to win. I've been calling you guys. I'm telling you, we need to smack the Chiefs in the teeth. We need to take it. They're up there undefeated, just thinking they're just. I'm tired also of
is that the tagline, Miguel? Smack the Chiefs in the teeth. Is that the tagline, Miguel? Smack the Chiefs in the teeth.
That's what I want. That's what I want, because I got Raiders fan in my family talking, oh, we beat them on Christmas. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, no, they're going to hang on to that
wave for
years. We're going to
take that undefeated away from them. We're going to take that undefeated away from them. And you know what? This is a turning page. I want to see Jones against Pooney. And
let's
this
go.
Is where it's
going to
change.
Let's go, Miguel. Yeah. Hell yeah. Smack the cheese in the teeth. Smack the cheese in the teeth. Smack the cheese in the teeth. Yeah.
Did I hear that right in my ear, Spadoni? Say that again to Bonte.
Oh, I heard it.
The Chiefs have not lost since that Christmas Day loss to the Raiders last year.
No, you didn't know that?
How many is that in a row? 12?
It's a lot. 13?
Well, 3 playoff games. 5 this year. And then they had 1 at the end of regular season. So that's 9. Ding, 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 ding. 9 straight wins.
Wow.
And, I mean, that was the worst thing to happen to the Raiders, because they won that game and they gave Antonio Pierce the job. The worst
everyone wanted to get it. Just not act like it was just the Raiders that wanted to give him the job. There's literally every single media entity was clamoring. They got to give him the job. They got to give him the job.
I'm sure we could find a clip somewhere in this show where we're saying the Raiders got to lock up Antonio Pierce. They can make a deep playoff run with him.
When you do 20 hours of radio, you're bound to say something ridiculous. I mean, it just happens.
Wait a minute.
But we're saying out loud, Shasky and I.
Did that Bonte we both believe the team could make a deep to go run to the Raiders?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I've been saying Jim Harbaugh for quite some time. I got caught up in the sauce at one point. I went to the Sunday night game against the Jets with Big Dog City out in Las Vegas.
You were smoking a cigar on the sideline?
No, I wasn't.
The rest
it was
of the
probably
team.
Smoking some other stuff. Boy, was it. I'm kidding.
Salmon? What?
Smoke salmon. What else are you going to smoke?
Smoke salmon. Yeah, exactly.
There you go, kids.
There you go. Kitty Table thinks about something else. Ludman's on point. But I thought I was caught up in the sauce, too. I was like, man, Look at the way AP walks up and down the sideline, big dog. Man, he's got a presence to himself. I got caught up in the sauce. Like Guru got caught up in Garoppolo Mania. It happens to everybody. But then the offseason started. It's like, boy, Jim Harbaugh's lingering out there, man. Damn.
Yeah, then game one happening as the Chargers, and he punted on 4th and 1 in the fourth quarter on the Chargers, like 45-yard line.
Actually, that's 10 straight, because Zucci managed to correct me 4 playoff games.
Yeah, they're in the wild card game.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Probably lose to the Chiefs this week, and then the Raiders will beat them next week, so it's just how it works sometimes.
So let's take a step back. We're in the bubble, all right? I don't think that the Niners are beloved across the country. I'm not here to say that, because I don't think they are. I think Shanahan, a lot of people don't like Shanahan for whatever reasons. I don't know about Purdy, whatever. But is America rooting for anyone to knock off the Chiefs? Have we reached that point? Because there was a point in my life where I'm done with the Bulls. Yeah. Anybody to knock off the Bulls, let's do this.
Same thing
with the Patriots. Same thing, I'm sure, with America and the Warriors at one point. Like, the Yankees have gotten to this status. Are we there currently where it's like they're about to hit a three-peat if they win this year? Do you think America is rooting for anybody but the Chiefs? Or is it too soon?
It's a great question.
There's something different about this Chiefs team, though, that, like, and I've seen it from a lot of Niner fans, even on our social, I see a lot of responses, like, people don't hate Mahomes. Like, Tom Brady, there was something about, like, he'd get in people's faces, he'd talk a lot of trash, he's manicured, he's on all the magazines.
He's coming for Montana stuff.
Correct. Like, Tom was easily hateable. Bill Belichick, he's smug, he's arrogant, whole cheating stuff.
Yep.
Like, everyone loves Andy. Who doesn't like Andy Reid?
Yeah, everybody
loves
Andy.
He's a big guy, he's jolly, everyone likes him.
Cheesecakes, when Aikman said, no, you're so right. Nobody really hates Andy Reid. He's respected.
Philly.
You know, well, Philly hates
everyone. Big kids, big Santa Claus.
Yeah, they hate themselves. By the way, Nick Sirianni, that whole situation. I mean, Philadelphia, they're just miserable out there in Philadelphia. I mean, damn. So miserable. But I do want to.
But like the most beloved people do become hated eventually.
They do at some point. You either love them or hate them, but you become must watch. And they're must watch. They're must watch. The quarterback doc, this is a good point from 4.